All right. So good morning, call this meeting to order at 8:31. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Amparano?
Here.
Commissioner Hawk?
Here.
Commissioner Salgado?
Here.
Commissioner Llewellyn?
Here.
Commissioner Price?
Here.
Good. Thank you. We do have a quorum. With that, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Othello, would you lead us, please?
Ready to begin. I lay a ticket to the power of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. With that, we will move into public comment. This is an opportunity for the members of the public to address the commission on items that are not on the agenda. I will repeat, not on the agenda, provided that the matter is within the commission's jurisdiction and no action may be taken by the commission on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Do we have any public comments at this point?
We do. Okay.
Sir, please state your name and address for the record, please.
Morning, Jesus Solano, 426 Rosemont, California.
Thank you, Mr. Solano. Which one is it? Who is it? There it is. Maybe. No, there's something else.
Do you have hearing aids?
No, I don't have one. I do need them sometimes, but
yeah, me too. But
Okay, so the things that I know that others, if we put the mics up, it catches the speakers. So bring your mics down. That one sometimes will help.
And maybe your phone, sir.
There we go. I apologize for that, Mr. Solano.
Don't worry.
I mean, it's technology, right?
Yeah.
Morning, Mr. Chair, Director, board members, and community members. Like I stated, Jesus Solano, 426 Rosemont, Calexico. And the reason that I am here today is to speak out in behalf of some of the residents of Calexico. We know that every city is independent, autonomous, but however, you are the board that oversees all the districts here in Pure Valley. And as far as I know, the last service area plan that was submitted from Calexico to this board was in 2015. You guys, well, not this board, but the previous board member sitting, responded back for the 2018 service area plan back in January 24 of 2019, where it covers all the areas of pertaining to Calexico. And this is on behalf of the parks. We are in dire need. I believe that all of you are aware of the situation in Calexico, what's going on. And right now we have two council members, the mayor and another council member, entertaining a conversation of removing two diamonds from the Cordova Park. And that park has never been finished because of lack of funding. However, within the last few years, I'd say the last 3 years, a total of about $3.8 million have been invested into the park. It was divided in phase one, phase two. We finished phase one, and phase two is on a hold because of lack of funding. The funding that was utilized the last 3 years was from Measure H, ARPA funding, and capital improvements. However, the city paid $175,000 for an engineering company to make an assessment for that park. Now the city is willing to pay another $100,000 or so for another review. And the thing is, we are in dire need of the parks. The last report that the board submitted is we are 47 acres short on green space. And our concern is that this council is entertaining that conversation of removing two diamonds to install a soccer field. It doesn't make sense. We're going back. And I know that this board communicates with the council, and I would like for this board to get in contact with the city manager and address this concern. Because as it is, we don't have a decent park in Calexico. That is the most decent park that we have right now, but it's not finished. And what we are asking the council is just open up the fields for the kids to play. If they want to remove them later on, say 8 months, a year, year and a half, so be it. Even if we disagree, if it's a 3-2 vote or 4-1 vote, that's the way it's going to go. Right now, we are requesting for the city to open up those parks to let the kids play. So they're in lockdown right now. Was the lock and chain, okay? As it is right now, the kids on Little League are playing foul ball. When they're practicing, there's sometimes that there's 3 or 4 teams playing at the same time in a field. It doesn't make sense. So we really need help from this board, some direction to the council, and especially to the city manager. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Salen. Mr. Salcido, do we have any other public comments?
I believe we do.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Maritza Hurtado, 404 East 2nd Street, Calexico. I really want to appreciate everyone here that's going to listen to Mr. Solano and I. We haven't visited in a while. However, we have been advocates for many different issues in Calexico, and the park is the present very high concern for many of us. And of course, what I gave to you all was the section from the last draft of the 2018 service area plan that we were able to find. And this one here, back in the back of it, you will see a section that's very important. And I'm so glad that the city manager is here today, because within the last, I guess, 6 months or so, we've gone through probably about 3 city managers. And that is our problem. We cannot keep the history in order to know how the components of our growth is going along. And here on page 67 of what I gave you, PR4, it does indicate, because back then we were in 2018 developing our border. And many of the agencies, Imperial County, state, federal, and Mexico as well, collaborated. I was there as a city councilwoman as we developed. And the recognition was is that those parks that are there were going to be victim to the traffic going south. It's too dangerous for our kids to be there. So the planning stage here says that we should develop the 9-acre Cordova Park into 3 baseball fields. And so that's what we did. And we have become the past council villains because we followed this plan. So it's really difficult as a city to watch other cities have growth, start new parks, beautiful parks. Congratulations to you all. But we're taking steps backwards. And as volunteers that Mr. Solano and I have been, again, this is something that we really need. Every single agency and every single partner that the Imperial County has for us as a border community to understand that our growth is at risk, our investments into this park are at risk. And the last thing I want to say is that the CFD that created this circumstances is Bravo Rodiles. And the Bravo Rodiles has a situation right now with a couple of the homeowners are believing that their CFD mechanism to finance that project is actually an HOA. And as Mr. Solano has said, the mayor is entertaining this small group of people, which is 5, I would say, through a very uncontrolled process to be fair for the rest of the 40,000 residents that use this public park. So thank you for paying attention to this matter. Thank you for paying attention specifically to this draft service area plan. Please note that the city of Calexico is in dire need of better planning and that we adhere to those plans. Thank you.
Thank you. Josito, any other public comments?
It does not look like.
No, any other public comments? Any via email, text, carrier pigeon, all that good stuff? No? All right. Any other? All right. Seeing none. With that, we'll move on to item 5, our consent agenda. To approve the October 16th, 2025 meeting minutes.
Move approve consent.
Okay, second. Got a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Amparano?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawk?
Yes.
Commissioner Salgado?
Yes.
Commissioner Llewellyn?
Yes.
Commissioner Price?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Looks like that motion did pass. With that, we'll move on to the executive officer announcements.
Commissioner announcements.
I'm sorry. Yes, commissioner announcements. I think I jumped one. We'll start on the right, Mrs. Price. Mr. Llewellyn?
I have nothing for it as well.
Mr. Salgado?
Yeah, I want to just briefly thank LAFCO staff, Lori and Tyler, for helping me along at the LAFCO conference. It was a great experience for me. I've been waiting to attend that annual conference so I can bring back, you know, some further understanding of how we operate. And I want to commend Tyler for stepping into some leadership roles with Cal LAFCO. I think it was a great experience for all of us to be there, and look forward to going to those Cal LAFCO conferences in the future and further supporting the region. There's a lot going on through Cal LAFCO, and I'm hoping to continue to stay engaged in those discussions on behalf of you all.
Thank you. Mr. Hawk.
I share David's sentiments exactly. I do need help understanding all the things about LAFCO. The manual is about 2 inches thick, so I appreciate the condensed version. Lori, you've helped a lot, and I appreciate that. Just helping us understand more of how LAFCO works. So anyway, that would be my thought. Thank you.
And then I'm going to jump back to, I know that she is an alternate, but still a commissioner here, so we'll, Ms. Marroquin, anything?
Just wanted to invite everyone to the City of El Centro State of the City address this evening, 6 p.m. at the El Centro Library Community Room. And so I'm looking forward to that event.
So. Thank you. And as for me, I don't really have anything. I just want to wish everybody, us, Tyler and staff, Lori and everybody, a great and safe, happy Thanksgiving. For everybody, make sure, you know, spend time with your families, enjoy it, have fun.
And don't mess up the turkey.
Yeah. Don't, you know, like last night's meeting, it says, if you deep fry, be careful. That's the one of the leading causes of injuries during Thanksgiving is deep frying turkey. So other than that, you guys have a great one. And so with that, now we'll move on to item 7, executive officer announcements.
Thank you, Vice Chair. First off, in October, on the 14th, I approved an extension of water service in the city of Holtville. The property is in the Country Club, Barberworth area. It's a vacant lot, and they're going to start to build a home, I'm assuming, and they had requested for an extension of service, which I granted. Number two, after our last meeting, the IID has reached out to me and asked me to facilitate a meeting amongst all the special districts with on the agenda, the seating of special districts to the LAFCO Commission. December 3rd, I believe, is the meeting that I'll be having with all the special district folks. And so as we move through that process, I'll be reporting, keeping the commission up to date on what's going on there.
And actually my question on that, as far as IID, is it the board requesting, the general manager requesting, or a single board member requesting?
The general manager, I've spoken with the general manager, and from what I understand, it's a board request. And I have one, if not two board members already RSVP for the meeting.
Can commissioners attend the meeting?
At this point, no. The process is similar to how the cities handle the appointments. So I would say no, that this is amongst the special districts at this point.
And of the special districts, a simple majority, or would it need to be the majority attending the meeting, or a total majority of all of the special
districts? It's a total majority. When it comes to a decision to be made, it's the total majority of the special districts we oversee, the independent special district we oversee.
This would also include paying fees and all that good
stuff. Yes. Currently, the CKH states that if special districts are to be seated, they share a third of the budget with the county and the cities. In the past, in the meetings, I think that was a sticking point for all. Preliminary, how do you say it? Thank you. The GM has intimated to me that she, the district is willing to pay the third now of the special districts. And of course, all the special districts have to agree to all that and what's going on.
So IID is going to pay all the special districts' fees?
That, again, we haven't had our first meeting yet, but that's
what, I mean, that's what it sounded like. But
yeah, no, I think that's a safe assumption. But
let me ask, how many special districts do we have? And there, how many are active?
Lori, how?
Is it 13 or 16?
I think it's 20, around 20.
It's over 20.
But some of those are the CSAs with the county. They're dependent. Yeah. It's approximately 20. They're varying degrees of, I mean, they're all technically active. And
so this would include all our hospital districts?
The hospital is, well, there's only one.
Cemetery.
Yeah. The IVHD is now a special district that we oversee. There's two cemetery districts. There's multiple water districts. Yeah. There's the Salton Community District that we're engaged in with weekly.
How many of them are active? And the second question
is actively
as participating in voting.
I'll know more on December 3rd. Okay. Yeah, and see who shows up.
What if they determine that they don't want this action to happen?
Then it doesn't come forward. Yeah.
Well, if a majority of special districts don't even show up to the meeting, it fails.
Well, the meeting is just a exploratory. And then there's a specific process if they, you know, wish to move forward. There's going to be, I don't anticipate this, anything being solved on the first meeting. Yeah.
I just see issues with this.
Tyler, did you receive a notice from IID, a letter? Can we have a copy of that?
It was a phone call. And then I reached out via email to all the special districts saying there's been a request. I did receive a written request from a while back from Heber Utility for the same.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Heber and IID have been actively trying to pursue this. Why, I don't understand. At the end of the day, LAFCO is set here to regulate districts and boundaries, and how are you going to regulate a special district that doesn't? That sits on the board and
same as the city.
Understand.
But
I understand it's never happened before. Other CalAFCOs don't have this model. Why are we going to be the first ones to?
We are not, sir. Most of the other LAFCOs have special districts serving on the board. I haven't taken a poll, but yeah. A lot of districts. Yeah, I believe we'd be in the minority on that. But again, I didn't take a official poll. But again, it's early in the process. I have no idea how the rest of the special districts are going to react, but that's why we get everybody in the same room as we can. And again, I'll keep you all updated.
I'd like to ask Tyler moving forward that we get things in writing from the district.
Yeah,
sure. Well, there will have to be.
And the agency written, that are requesting.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be all.
We're accommodating a meeting based off a phone call. So that's.
It's just an exploratory meeting. And yeah. And, we have responses as of people showing up from the other districts, not all of them, but yeah.
I think we can guess which districts are showing up, but okay.
Appreciate and the it. Ultimate decision would be out of our hands. It would be the special districts.
Correct. If there's an alternative funding mechanism from the special districts, which when the alternative means less than a third, then all the cities and the county would have to take it back to their respective boards and councils and decide, vote on it. Otherwise, they're seated per law.
So we can basically tell them they can't pay a third.
No. No.
Well, we'll talk about it, Ted.
So here it is in a nutshell, just high level. The CKH states that special districts on the board, the budget is split a third, third, third. As long as that's what's happening, then they are seated if they vote to do so. And the selection process is the same as the mayor's getting together to appoint somebody. The special district, what are they, chairs, I guess, presidents, sure, would meet. And if the chairs can't meet, they appoint somebody to, it's the same process as how the city folks get on.
But all of those cities pay their independent dues, correct?
Well, yes, they do.
Okay. But that's, the district would like to pay everybody's dues.
Yeah.
So
that may be not
new influence.
I was gonna say that may not be how the current commission may not like that, but Steve, I don't believe that is a
I understand.
So yeah. If the city of Calexico wished to pay all the seven cities dues, they would be able to legally?
If you would vote yes, yeah, sure.
Well, I'm not from Calexico, that's why I threw Calexico out there.
All the cities have to agree.
Right, but at the end of the day, yeah, we're taking Calexico funds for Calipat, Imperial, El Centro, and all the other cities.
Exactly, right. And Calexico would have influence over our decision-making processes.
Right. So we had this discussion, negotiation a couple, 2-3 years ago. I think all the special districts, for the most part, were in favor of having a seat on LAFCO. Where it broke down was they couldn't agree on the IID request to have a permanent seat as a member of LAFCO. That's
permanent?
That's where the discussion kind of broke down last time. So among the special districts, they could not come to a formula about what that was going to look like. So I imagine they'll have to revisit that again.
Shane.
Sure. Yes.
So, how many seats are they seeking on this board, and what would the board expand to?
It would become a seven member
board
with an alternate, like the cities and the county. Yeah, two members and an
alternate for each.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there'd be one alternate for the special districts.
Oh, okay.
Like there is one alternate for the cities and one alternate for the county.
And one alternate for
public.
Public.
Yeah. Yep.
Then I guess one for IID too.
No, one or two.
I know.
Chair, do you take public comments on this agenda?
This is not a public comment right now. This is just a discussion.
I'll just have a conversation about it.
Actually, it was agendized. It was an executive officer
report. I'm just reporting out on a potential meeting, a meeting that I'm having with the special districts.
That's not an action item.
Yeah, it's not an action item. More to come on that, unless there's more questions.
Thank you. All right. With that, we'll move on to item 8, discussion action, HPUD.
Oh, no, I have other.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Apologize for that.
Yeah, one more. An update on the approach to SAPs, or as the rest of the LAFCO world calls them, MSRs. I have up on the screen the language of the code sections that govern SAPs, MSRs. As you can see in 56.425, I'll summarize. Every 5 years thereafter, the commission shall, as necessary, review and update each sphere of influence. And then 56.430E, the commission shall conduct a service review, which we call an SAP, before or in conjunction with, but later than the time it is considering an action to establish a sphere of influence in accordance to section 56.425, or to update a sphere of influence. Just a quick update on where we stand and my approach. My general approach is pretty simple. For the cities, I tie updates to when they actually need them, usually when they're looking for an annexation or a change in SOI, or if there's something that pops up, challenges in the sense of financial issues that may come up across, which we monitor all the districts and the cities from a financial perspective. The comments today was on some parks that could trigger a reason to move the SAP forward. The Calexico's SAP in particular was adopted in 2019. The draft says 2018, but by the time the commission decided to approve it, it was in early 2019. As it relates in specifically to baseball fields in this particular case, LAFCO weighs in on public spaces in general. For example, I don't know, I don't have the details on what's going on in Calexico, but if they are taking out baseball fields, that may be something to look into to see where they are on their public space in relation to the SAP, but more importantly, the general plan and or the guideline standards for that particular park space. On the other hand, if, as was suggested here, they're repurposing public space to a different public space, that's not a LAFCO issue, just to be clear on that. So, but I don't have enough information to weigh in on that at this time. However, that being said, that's how we handle cities. For the smaller districts, we take a little different approach. We are continually gathering information from all of them, audit, budgets, there's service boundaries, changes, any actions with through their respective boards. Lori has done a great job of I don't want to say hounding, but getting the information from all of them. Some of it's like pulling wisdom teeth that are stuck into the bone. Others provide them right away, but we have made great progress. And starting in January, we hope to bring a review, not necessarily a full SAP, because the smaller districts really can't afford that kind of, but a review in particular weighing in on their fiscal status. Are they able to provide the services that they're supposed to provide? And fiscally, we anticipate starting early 2026 to start bringing those smaller districts to you. I know Julie has her fiscal audit that we're working with in December. So after that, we can start reviewing the fiscal part of it. And then with the whole staff review, the rest of the services and status of all those smaller districts and bring them to you guys. So any questions on that part? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, before you go on, I always like to err on the side of caution, although there's not, I'm thinking about what Mr. Sandoval had requested, although there's no right to public comment on either the commissioner's announcements or the executive office comments, and public comment has been closed. If something arises during the course of the meeting, you certainly have the discretion to reopen public comment if you want to do that. That's up to you.
Thank you.
Like to address Mr. Sandoval? Or I wouldn't mind reopening.
And I would have just emailed you guys after. Tony Sandoval, Huber Public Utility District. I sensed a sense of discomfort in the whole special districts conversation. And I would just encourage the commission to ask your legal counsel to provide education and information regarding what that process looks like. The way that it's understood at for special districts, and especially for Huber Public Utility District, is that unfortunately the current commission doesn't have a say. The act is fairly clear in that counties, special districts, and cities all have a seat at that table. And most California counties have special districts included at that table. For whatever reason, Imperial County is on the outskirts of the quote-unquote state normal. And having special districts as part of the LAFCO commission would really put you guys into kind of what the state standard is. I hate not having the control. And so I understand the uneasiness, but yes, Calexico could pay for all seven cities if that's what the seven cities decided they wanted to do. There's negotiations that have been ongoing between the special districts. At the end of the day, it's funding. I don't know that our board would be okay with IID paying 100% of it, right? And that our board would be okay with IID having guaranteed seats. That's not a conversation we have had. That's not a vote that we have taken. But that's information that is currently being hashed out and negotiated. So just wanted to make you guys aware of that. Lean on your council, guys, for really what your guys' role would be in that process. We are appreciative of Mr. Salcido for the accommodations and making sure that he's guiding the special districts through it. And really, you know, what he said is it's kind of up to them. He's providing the forum and the room and the boundaries for.
And the coffee.
Yeah, yeah. And and really framing it so that we're complying with the law and not doing, you know, anything crazy. And really letting the special districts kind of go and y'all figure it out, right? and so we are appreciative of that. Thank you, Mr. Salcido, and thank you, Mr. Amparano, for the opportunity.
Thank you for the education. Any comments?
I'll also make a statement real quick with regard to the comment that that Mr. Salcido made that that this board has nothing to do with the fact that we will be seeing a possible demolition of a facility, because in this conversation, what we're trying to point out to this board is that our city is a border city, and that these planning decisions and conversations back then was to replace, and they were not going to remove these others that are being impacted by that southbound traffic until they were going to be put over here. So that is a really important part of what these types of agencies do for our border city, because we all built a border together, but it's impacting and it has caused a major planning crisis for our parks. And that's what that makes it very different when it comes to talk to you as to the difference of this situation, is that the growth of an Imperial County, a whole region, impacted a park. There was a promise to give the kids a replacement, and it happened exactly at this period of time. So the fact that it's not something that this board should consider, I ask that you still consider it, because we are a border city and we should be looked at differently. Thank you.
For the record, Vice Chair, I did not say that it wasn't needed. I said I did not have enough information, and this comments could trigger conversations with LAFCO and city on what that we need to review their SAP to get moving on an updated plan.
Okay. And just for the information of the board, okay? The reason that those diamonds were supposed to be relocated from the west side to the east side was because that was the direction that was given by the previous administration and the previous council. But however, due to lack of funding, we have never been able to finish Cordova Park. Now that we have a new slate come starting January up to right now, there's two council members that are entertaining that conversation. And our concern is, as taxpayers, ARPA funding was utilized, capital improvement funding was utilized, and Measure H was utilized. However, the diamonds, okay, in Cordova Park were only built using Measure H. David Dale was our city manager back then. He did not tap into capital improvement back then. He did not tap into the CFDs from that neighborhood. He tapped into Measure H, because Measure H is for the fire department, police department, parks and recreation. But however, when the ARPA funding came aboard, then back then we had a city manager that gave the last push, and we utilized ARPA funding, okay, capital improvement and Measure H funding to comply that. Now we consider that if they're entertaining that conversation of wasting another $100,000 for a second review, okay, when the phase two is just sitting there. It's sitting there because of lack of funding, okay? But however, the city's entertaining, two council members are entertaining that conversation to spend additional funding for a second review when we already paid $175,000. So to us, it's misappropriation of funding, okay? And it doesn't make sense to remove two diamonds, okay? That park has not been open on the diamonds, okay? It's a 15-acre park. At the beginning, the first years, it was literally just grass and trees, the first 5 acres. Because of phase one that was done, we have another four and a half acres done. We still have 4 acres of undeveloped land.
So, Mr. Salon, I know our executive director doesn't have enough, we don't have enough information to make any choices, decisions, or even just all we have is what you've given us. So if you allow us to get more information, maybe we can review it a little bit more.
I understand.
And so, I mean, you're giving us information that we have nothing to back up on us. So, I mean, let us get that information and then we'll review it. And
I understand
if we have even the purview to even go after and see what we can do.
I understand that, but this is just for your information. Yeah. And we would like to sit down with any board member with you, Mr.
Salcido. Thank you very much.
Okay. I have spoken with the city manager of Calexico and we'll have further conversations.
Thank you. Okay. I will close public comment at this moment and move on to our discussion. 8A HPUD 2-24 extension of water of services to West Wind Parking and Storage. And this is Mr. Salcido.
Thank you, Vice Chair. This is an application submitted by the property owner, West Wind Parking and Storage, requesting temporary water and sewer services for four parcels, roughly about 57 acres, located at 425 and 429 East Heber Road. The parcels are outside HPUD's boundary and outside Calexico's feasible service area. HPUD's water and wastewater lines, they already run within about 200 feet of the site, which makes service technically and economically feasible. I have some maps up on the display. As you see here, this is the project location map. The blue part is the Imperial County. Where you see is one parcel. Does it have a pointer? Mm-hmm. There we go. One parcel in the county. The yellow here is the current sphere of influence for Calexico, and this color here is Heber's boundary. Okay, let's see if it gets. Okay, here's Heber Public Utilities boundary and boundary map. The shaded, the darker orange is the physical boundary of the current utility district, and the yellow is their sphere of influence. As you can see, these properties just border the district boundary, the current district boundary there. Here is Calexico's sphere of influence and city boundary. Same thing, the darker orange are their city limits. Sphere of influence is the yellow. They have this little neck of sphere of influence that borders 111 all the way up to the border of border of district boundaries for Heber. And here you can see them side by side with where the properties in question are located. Any question on the maps?
No, sir.
So, okay. Under Government Code 56133, any new or extended service outside a district boundary requires prior LAFCO approval. This request qualifies under the emergency health and safety provisions of 56133C. So, staff has verified a documented health and safety threat confirmed by the Imperial County Fire Department's February 10th, 2025 letter. There's been an alternate service provider notification as required by CKH law issued on October 28, 2024 with the City of Calexico's written response confirming it cannot feasibly service the parcels and supports the HPUD providing temporary service. Granted, that was a different city manager than that is current. There's a letter of support from the County of Imperial Planning Department supporting HPUD as the appropriate temporary provider until annexation can occur. We also have a HPUD resolution 2412 formally approving temporary service and entering into a service agreement with the applicant. CEQA determination, this action is exempt from CEQA under CEQA guidelines 15061B3, the common sense exemption. The exemption applies because no new development is being approved. Minimal ground disturbance, if any, is proposed. Service connects to an existing facility, to existing HPUD infrastructure, and the action mitigates a documented fire safety hazard. And upon approval, staff will file a notice of exemption with the appropriate authorities on the CEQA determination. If approved, service is temporary until an annexation occurs. The authorization applies only to the four identified parcels. No other parcels may be connected without prior LAFCO approval. Options before the commission: approve the extension of service and sewer service as recommended. Option two, you can approve with modifications, or three, you can always deny the request. Staff recommendation is to approve the request, including findings that request complies with the CKH Act and LAFCO policies, that the service connection is limited to the four identified parcels, and service is temporary until annexation occurs, and also finding that the project is exempt under CEQA. Any questions, comments?
Is HPUD service area plan current at the moment, Tyler?
They are working on it. I anticipate a draft in my hands in April.
How late is it?
Again, what is late?
How often should they be doing it?
I discussed that as necessary. If there's now there's a change.
The last time they adopted a service area plan was 2017.
Let me see. When is the last time? I think I have a list here somewhere. Maybe I brought it. Do you know when it was? No, it's okay.
It's 2017. I looked online.
17? Okay. Yeah. But there, yes, it's Madeline has informed us in writing that the first draft should be available April. And they're going to request a change of the SOI, so that's what's triggering that. And they have other annexations in the process that needs.
That's why I bring it up, is so that issues like this can be addressed.
When we
putting the cart before the horse type situation. And
Mr. Salgado, that would trigger an SAP review for sure.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and that will be done in conjunction and be brought to the commission, if not before, well, definitely will be before any annexation is proposed. Yeah. So, was it clear?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Any further questions? One of the things that I'm looking at here, Chelsito, you said four parcels, three yep. are in Calexico, one is in the county.
Yes.
Do we have any? I didn't see anything from the county.
Yes, there's a fire letter.
It's a fire letter.
And then there's a planning from the planning committee. Yeah.
What I was looking for.
Yeah. Supporting the.
This one I don't see.
Let's see. It is item exhibit. Let me look at it real fast.
Moria on this side.
Let's see. J. Exhibit J. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Vacancy.
Are your other, you have packets?
Yeah, that's it. See, everything else I have comes.
There you go.
That's what I'm looking for. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't see it in my packet. And in this one, it's just the extension of services, which is top part. And then I come to.
Okay.
No, but this is all I was looking for. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Apologies for incomplete package.
No worries.
But okay. Just for clarification, did the other commissioners, was it included in your packet?
So,
yeah.
Okay. Any questions, further questions?
I'll move approve.
I've
got a motion to approve.
I'll second that.
Got a second
comment?
I'm sorry, what?
Move with public comment, maybe? I think we have a commenter.
Well, yes, absolutely.
That's up to the vice chair.
Thank you for referencing the late service area plan in 2017. Not much has changed, though the update will be forthcoming. To ease the commission's mind, Huber Public Utility District's water plant has the capacity to treat 4 million gallons. We're currently treating 1.5 million, so enough capacity there. From a wastewater perspective, the ability to treat 1.2 million, and we are just under half of it. So it's more than enough capacity to serve the mostly restroom use of the Westland parking facility.
Thank you.
Another way to say that is it. That's...
So still got a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Operano?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawk?
Yes.
Commissioner Salgado?
Yes.
Commissioner Llewellyn?
Yes.
Commissioner Price?
And I could just add an additional comment. Huber Utilities Service Area Plan, when we receive the draft, commission will have the opportunity to weigh in on whether they agree with this sphere of influence being logical or not. So that's all going to come before you before any annexations.
Thank you. With that, move on to item B, appointment of an alternate public member to the commission.
I don't have my packet in front of me right now. It's a mess after. But we did get two applicants, two, in my opinion, qualified applicants. We used the same process as before that we've had the two times before. We have gone out for an alternate position. This position is vacant currently because the alternate is now a member of a special district and had to step down. With that, I know one of the candidates is here in the chambers, and I will leave it to the commission.
Thank you. Yeah, real quick second. Let me get my papers back. Mr. Tagg, would you like to speak? You don't have to. I'm just give you a chance.
Thanks for the opportunity. For the commissioners, everything that I kind of have to say as far as pitching myself, I wrote down in a letter and my resume as well. But I am here to ask any questions to make happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission?
No, I do have a comment, though. I am aware, as it was mentioned whenever we appointed Mr. Arungarai, that he is from the Holtville area, and that is one of the reasons why we nominated him, was to increase representation of the eastern portion of our county. And I think Mr. Tagg would be able to accomplish that as an alternate.
I agree. You're kind of new in Holtville, though, right?
You know this gentleman? Okay, we might have to revisit this.
You got to be in Hopeville 30 years to become a native. Okay. That helps, though. That does help.
You know what? I'm going to refrain from comments. I'm just kidding, John. You know, John likes to give me a hard time a lot. I do the same.
Bring up the Hopeville.
Here we go. Old
game.
News.
I did not bring up the football game.
Yeah. So, you know, I do carry a Hopeville. I have a Hopeville hat in my truck. So.
You're welcome.
And a Brawley hat. So.
I have George's pizza in my stomach.
Yeah.
So any other comments from the commission?
Thank you for the letter. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Very thorough. I appreciate it. Definitely a good experience. So.
I'll move approve Trevor Tagg to the alternate public member appointee for
a second.
Okay. I got a motion and a second for Mr. Tagg. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Operano?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawk?
Yes.
Commissioner Salgado?
Yes.
Commissioner Llewellyn?
Yes.
Commissioner Price?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Welcome.
Would it be appropriate to shift hands now? Or well, yeah, we'll wait. We're almost there. Appreciate you. We'll move on to item. Geez, where's my list?
8C, sir.
There it is. 8C. The appointment of LAFCO chair and vice chair. Commission will consider the appointment, and so we'll go on when it's supposed to be.
Normally, this would come before you at the beginning of the calendar year when councils and county has solidified their commission reps amongst all the commissions and boards that they serve on. With the vacancy of the current chair, there is an opening at the chair is at this point unfilled. So before you, you have a list of what the rotation has looked like for the chair and vice chair historically. There isn't a specific rotation as far as city, county, public, that type of thing. Historically, the vice chair has moved up to the chair. The votes have, for the most part, gone that way. The question before you is, do you want to temporarily fill the chair and vice chair and then revisit it in January, or do you want to make a recommendation to appoint them now and they will serve in the next year, or anything else the commission desires? So
my suggestion would be fill it now so we don't have to fill it again in 2016.
I agree. It would be redundant if we make a decision right now, and in a month and a half we'll have to make another decision. So with that, if I may, Mr. Vice Chair.
Yes, sir.
I think with the work he's done this past year and the uncertainty the commission's faced, you stepped up as acting chair and vice chair. And I think with this, I would motion to make these appointments through 2026 and motion Mr. Robert Amparano as chair. And I would like to throw my name in as for vice chair.
Can we do one at a time?
Of course. So I'd like to motion to make Robert Amparano chair through 2026.
Okay, we got a motion. Second, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Amparano?
Say yes.
Commissioner Hawk?
I like that.
Yeah.
Commissioner Salgado?
Yes.
Commissioner Llewellyn?
Yes.
Commissioner Price?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you guys very much for the
congratulations.
Conference. Appreciate that. With that, we'll move on to the vice chair. Well, Mr. Llewellyn said he'd like to throw his name in the hat if anybody else would like to. If not, we can
move for Commissioner Wellen to be the vice chair since he's a willing participant.
Okay, we got that.
I'd like to throw my name in the hat too.
Okay, so we got two. We got Mr. Llewellyn and Mr. Hawk.
I'd like to second Commissioner Salgado's motion.
We got 2 seconds for Llewellyn. I'm sorry, we got two for Mr. Llewellyn. Do we have a second for Mr. Hawk?
I'll second Mr. Hawk.
Okay. You're going to put me in the hot seat.
Better you than me.
Yeah.
Interested.
Okay. So
perhaps you just want to take them in order, the first motion and the second.
Yeah, we'll do the first motion. And so going with the list, and Mr. Hawk, I know I appreciate you, everything you do. Seeing that in 2025, we had the county as the chair, and in 2024 as the vice chair, that would lead the county back to a vice chair position, leaving no other city in there. So I would definitely vote for Mr. Llewellyn to take the vice chair at this moment. Nothing personal. I know you can do the job. It's just I'm looking at rotation and in all fairness. I know that looking here, my other one would have been we go to the public and take the public seat as a vice chair. One I don't see on here is City of Imperial. Never been on here. So that is a first for that. But with that, my vote would definitely go with the Mr. Llewellyn.
You get specific.
So we'll go to a roll call vote, please, for vice chair for Mr. Llewellyn.
For clarification, yes, for me, does that mean that we won't have a vote for Mr. Hawks?
If it passes.
No. Okay. All right.
So roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Amparano?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawk?
Yes.
Commissioner Salgado? Commissioner Llewellyn?
Yes.
Commissioner Price?
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Appreciate that. Mr. Hawk, thank you very much.
Okay.
I am, trust me, we've all been in those seats.
No sweat.
It's hard, but
not a problem.
Thank you. With that, 9:26. Definitely adjourn this meeting.
All right.
Once again, you guys have a safe Thanksgiving.
No, that looks why we're being there in December. I think so.